Revenue Chat episode 124. The Dream Business community wants to help you with your career and business. Are you ready for accelerated success? Check it out. The Dream Business community at tonyduroso.com/community.
This is Revenue Chat Radio with your host, Tony D'Urso, interviewing successful entrepreneurs and giving you actionable advice and insights. Let's rev it up.
Hello again and welcome to this episode of Revenue Chat. I'm your host, Tony D'Urso. In our last episode, 123, Corey Kupfer gives an amazing talk on how to negotiate no matter where you are on the scale, no matter what the situation or scenario is. This is the stuff. You will want to listen to this interview several times and then realize, like me, that you gotta get his best-selling book to really master the skill of negotiating. What a gem. I love this. And you can catch every episode of Revenue Chat on my mobile app. Just go to tonyduroso.com/mobile from your smart device or cell phone. And once it loads, past episodes of Revenue Chat will automatically appear in column number 2. And column number 1 is my other weekly high-profile number 1 show that focuses on highlighting Hollywood stars, sports greats, and game changers called The Spotlight with Tony D'Urso. Just go to tonyduroso.com/mobile from your smart device or cell phone. Okay, today we set the stage for Revenue Chat with Yaro Starak. He's the author of the blog Profits Blueprint and founder of the entrepreneurs-journey.com blog. He began blogging over 10 years ago initially as a hobby. However, as his income from blogging surpassed $10,000 a month, he decided his future lay in this new publishing medium. Since then, Yaro has used his blog as a platform to sell over $2 million in ebooks, online courses, and membership sites. All right, revenue crew, let's rev it up. Get ready for Yaro to show you how to blog your debts off. Here we go. Hello, Yaro. How are you?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
I'm great. You know, it is such a pleasure to have you hang out with us on Revenue Chat. It's taken months. You seem to travel every week all over the world because you only have to blog 2 hours a day. And it's been so difficult to get you. So I'm really, really glad to finally get you on here. Thank you.
Well, I'm happy to be here. And I have to apologize. You caught me in a very busy period of traveling, probably one of the busiest in my life. So I'm glad we could do this now.
All right. Well, you know, it's a question of if you blog to success, which we're going to go over in the show, I don't even know why you need to travel, but I guess you just enjoy seeing the world. But we'll go into that in a moment.
Okay.
For our Revenue Crew audience, I want everyone to know Yaro began blogging over 10 years ago, and he did it initially as a hobby, and he grew his blogging income to over $10,000 a month just blogging. And he went on to expand his blogging platform, and he sold millions in ebooks, online courses, and membership sites. Yaro teaches anyone how to generate $10,000 a month by blogging only 2 hours a day. And so there you go. And that's why, and hence my references to you blog so much, you just love traveling because it's just been so hard to get a hold of you.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a blessing, you know, having this much freedom. But there are times where the moving around constantly gets in the way of things like this, podcasts or, you know, team meetings, things that normal people do in normal careers. But I don't have a normal career.
I got you. Well, I tell you what, Yaro, let's take it from the top. How did it all start for you?
Well, I was 18 years old in Brisbane, Australia. where I was born, despite having Canadian parents. That's why my accent's more Canadian than Australian. But I did grow up and live my life in Australia. And as I entered university, I got a dial-up internet account for those oldies who remember the dial-up days. And that was the beginning of a love affair with the internet. And I created a website like most people did. One of the first things I did online was build a website. And it was about a hobby card game called Magic the Gathering, which some of your more geeky males might have heard of. It's kind of like a combination of poker in terms of playing tournaments, but it's got dragons and elves and goblins. And I loved it when I was 16, 17 years old. So my first website was about that, and it turned into a business. I started an e-commerce little store selling cards. I had advertisers putting banners on my website, and I wrote articles and basically ran a little shop slash magazine. That was my first taste of online business. And then while I was in university, and actually after graduation, I dived into another business, an essay editing company called Better Edit. And that was my first sort of full-time income experience, like a real, what I call a laptop lifestyle business. It was very much 100% online. I traveled with it as well, you know, back in the early 2000s. And I basically had to forward emails between editors and the customers, the students. So it was a fairly easy business to run. And it was actually while I was running that one that the phrase blogging and blogs kind of came up in the year 2004. And I didn't know what a blog was. So to learn what a blog was, I installed one for my essay editing website and, you know, discovered the basics of blogging. You know, you write sort of journal style articles. You maybe talk a little bit more personally than you would otherwise on a business corporate website. And there's things like comments and so on. And I tried to write about essays and that kind of subject for that business. And it really crashed and burned because it's a boring subject for me. I didn't like writing about editing. But I did love this concept of blogging, in particular, writing about running businesses, because by that stage, I'd had about 7 years of experience. And that's when I dived into my current blog, Entrepreneur's Journey, to, as you mentioned earlier, to start a hobby blog to begin with. But as I grew an audience and I started to make money from it, it was very clear to me that this was my future. I loved it. I loved the business model. So I actually sold off all my other businesses and went 100% into blogging, coaching, teaching, podcasting, you know, everything that I do today. And that's sort of the short story of how it all started.
Very cool. Thanks for sharing. And for our revenue crew, the site, it's just amazing. It's like magazine style, I believe. And it's just so much information. Yaro, when I go into your site at entrepreneurs-journey.com, I just get lost in the articles. You have so much content. It's amazing. And we're going to get into that in just a moment. So let's start it off and let's talk about how to blog your debts off. Now, your model is so simple. It's amazing. There's only three steps. So let's take up each one, I guess, and we'll talk a little bit about it, if that's all right with you.
Of course.
All right, so let's start with step one, start a blog. Let's talk about starting a blog.
Sure. Well, that's the beginning. And in some ways, I think it's the most fun part. Let's put it that way. I love the art of sharing ideas and helping people through content. And that is what blogging is all about. And the main purpose there is for you to transfer what's in your brain into useful, helpful, educational content for other people around the subject, of course, that you focus on. And that will serve the world, obviously, but most importantly, it will attract people and build trust. And those two things are critical because people won't buy from you unless they trust you. And by using content, which is essentially today called content marketing, which is basically blogging, you build that trust just by helping people. So you write how-to articles, you write stories, case studies, you show examples of how things are done. And all those things educate and provide free help. And if people want more help from you, then they're ready to buy because they have that trust and they see you know what you're doing. So that's what I instruct my students to do. But it's really the front door. You have to look at the blog as this first experience people have with you and your work. And the beauty of it is it's a vehicle for getting a lot of traffic from Google if you do it right. Now, I can't really go into the whole search engine optimization world in this sort of short time we have here, but essentially through creating valuable content and doing some marketing, your blog will start to rank well in Google search results, which then bring in free traffic. And that's the foundation of my blog. In fact, I get about 60% of my traffic from Google. I'd say 95% of my sales come from organic free traffic to the blog as well. Like that's how people first find me. So that's what you have to do. Build that initial platform and introduce people to what you know.
Very cool. I love it. It makes me think of anyone out there is an expert or knows something about something. And you guys have probably all heard this too much. But if you just start writing about it and blogging it and just talking about what you know, what you're good at, what you're enthused about, what your passion is, what you even what you like to know more about, it starts adding and building and building and building. And it takes time, perhaps, but it starts building and growing that traffic. And it's not a whole lot of time to write an article. Now, you write an article a day, I believe. You issue one blog a day?
Oh, I used to, Tony, but haven't done that in a long time.
Okay, wait. Hold the phone, everyone. The great Yaro Starek, I'm just teasing a little. You don't write blogs anymore? What?
Oh, I love writing. I certainly... I mean, I published one yesterday, so I still, okay. You know, this is 12 years later. I'm still publishing to the same blog, but there's a big difference between, you know, day one, year one versus year 12. So, you know, I love the concept of that flywheel, you know, a big wheel that takes time to build momentum. But once it's running, you don't really have to work as hard to keep it moving. Just got to tap it now and then. And that very much represents what you should aim for and, you know, what I've achieved with my blog. It took me probably 2-3 years to get the wheel moving. And that's when I wrote certainly 5 days a week for the first maybe few months. But then it started to get twice a week and then once a week. And now it's like once every 3 weeks or something like that, depending on, you know, what I'm doing. But the beautiful thing about it is you do build a platform. So if you put in hard work at the beginning, it will keep paying off. It'll keep bringing in new visitors. It'll keep educating people. A great example from my archives is I wrote an article about the 80-20 rule, the Pareto principle. People might have heard of it. And I wrote that back in 2006. And it's still the single most popular piece of content on my blog in terms of raw traffic. It brings in, as an individual article, the most traffic. And that it's over like 11 years old now, and it's, you know, still that effective. So if you do a good job at producing valuable content over time, you really get rewarded.
I got you. Makes perfect sense. I call it, another word or term for it is critical mass. Now, as far as me, just a little case in point, I publish 2-3 podcasts and blogs a week with all sorts of stuff and information in there. And in about 2 years, I've noticed, well, before 2 years, I am 7 out of 9 on the first page of Google. I'm in the top if you search for me or Revenue Chat. I'm just like up there. I dominate the first page. So I don't know when I started to dominate, but it's just like really nice to know, you just regularly and steadily put it out, and the traffic just grows and grows. And it's so true. I get 50 to 100,000 visitors a month. It's just amazing that it really works. But yes, you have to take it step by step by step, and it may seem daunting at first, but if you keep going, look at that. You're only doing a blog every so often because you have so much inertia going. This is incredible. So you don't have to blog every day for 2 hours forever at a point where you can do less and less. So that's a very good tip to have there.
It's how you have a lifestyle like I lead too. You can't spend every week traveling if you're always needing to sit in an office and write content all day long. So, you know, there's a method to the madness.
I like it. The Dream Business community wants to help you with your career and business. As you know, jobs can be fickle. Here today, gone tomorrow. And owning a business has its own frailties. Bloomberg says 8 out of 10 entrepreneurs fail in the first 18 months. A Harvard study says 3 out of every 4 venture-backed firms fail. And there's other sources with shocking figures of their own, which all point to one very conclusive point. These are scary times we live in. Let's help you in the dream business community. Yes, you. Let's try to give you the information you need now to boost your career or business. And I'll be there every step of the way, helping you along with other experts in many industries. Are you ready for accelerated success? Check it out, the Dream Business Community at tonydurso.com/community. That's tonydurso.com/community. Hey there, if you've ever been in the need for a quick soundbite, video, or image, I'd love to talk to you about how video blocks could be useful to you. As I blog 1 to 2 times a week, I'm always looking for good images to use. And you know, I'd have to buy credits and then use them to buy images and then buy more credits. And not everyone had what I wanted, so I wound up having credits on multiple content sites in order to get all the images I needed. What a hassle. Enter Video Blocks. They make it easy peasy to not only get the images I want, they have millions. They also have high def footage, After Effects templates, motion backgrounds, and a ton of cool stuff. But wait, use this special link as my Revenue Crew audience and save 40%. Go to videoblocks.com/chat. That's VideoBlocks.com/chat to save 40% from Video Blocks. Check it out. And we're back with Yaro Starek talking about how to blog your debts off. All right, so now you've got your blog, you're getting traffic, and everyone's at some stage, it's getting more and more. Your step two now is grow an email newsletter. Let's talk about that.
Such an important step. My blog in the first year, I had no email newsletter or email list, as it's often called, attached to my blog. It was just my blog. And that was certainly good for building my audience, but when I added the list component, the newsletter component, I had a means to directly interact with my audience in a much more responsive place. So if you ever dive into statistics and you want to see what tools online get the most response from other people, you might be surprised to find out that it's still email in terms of that clicking a link and going to a page outcome. And that's the outcome we all want, even compared to, say, social media, even compared to a blog post or an article on a website, you know, even compared to maybe even YouTube, even though, you know, a person might watch a video for a long time, they don't necessarily click a link and go somewhere after watching the video. Where if you send an email, it goes into a person's inbox, and despite it being busy in there and full of spam and so forth, it's still the most effective way, based on the numbers, to get a person to act on something. So as I teach all my students, my members, your goal with your blog is essentially to get as many people from the blog to sign up to that email newsletter. So you have that mechanism to stay in contact with them through email, to give them more content, and to also then start offering the products and services that you sell. So it's really a two-step process. Create valuable blog content, build your brand, build trust, deliver value, help people, invite them onto your email list with the offer of more value, more content, whether it's, you know, a free email course or a weekly newsletter or a free handout download or a webinar, whatever it is, you're giving them something in return for joining your email list. And then you're staying in touch with them. And ideally, and this is how my business is set up, I use automated emails. So I'm not sitting here once a week writing a newsletter or once a day writing something fresh. I actually have sequences that I wrote really over the last 5 years, a combination of different sequences. But, you know, the simplest one is a 2 week, 10 part, or not even that, actually, it's about 6 emails. So 3 week 1, 3 week 2, and they'll join the email list. And over the 2 weeks, they'll go through this automated sequence that delivers more information and offers one of my eBooks, for example. So that's what I teach my members. That's what they're all aiming to do as well. Set up a blog, set up an automated email sequence, and sell, you know, the product or service.
I like that. Okay, very smart, very simple, sane, logical, good advice. You have a blog, you have your communication, somewhere on there, ask people to sign up, and then that starts the process. You may have a banner or a text link somewhere else on your site, but on that blog, ask people to join your newsletter. Very good advice. Too many blogs don't have that, just really. So, to the Revenue Crew, take a look at what you're putting out there, and can people see that? Hey, sign up for my newsletter? Well, there you go. Enough said. We'll move on to step three. This is the fun one. This is where the money's at. And step three is sell your own digital product. Now, may I say before we talk about that, some don't sell their own digital products and blog and make a lot of money. And there's some very well-known people, Pat Flynn, for example. But if you sell your own products, I believe, obviously, you have more control, more income. But let's hear it from Yaro. Yaro, what would you say on this point?
Well, I mean, Pat does sell his own products. He does, you know, everything, every kind of income stream you can think of, he's done at some point. And similar to me, I started with advertising as my first ever revenue stream. And then I sold a physical product with my cards. And then, you know, with my blog, I've sold affiliate products. So I've recommended other people's software or other people's courses or other people's conferences and earned a commission from any sales I generate. So my evolution as a blogger was very much, let's start with what I know, which was advertising, then move on to a bit of affiliate marketing, my first taste of that. And I made most of my income for the first 2 years of blogging through those channels before I finally did my own product. Actually was a membership site as a sort of like a course. And it blew me away, the difference. That's, I think, the important point to make here is that while I really appreciated and enjoyed the money from advertising and affiliate income, until you actually sell your own product, you really don't understand how powerful it is, because you sell so much more and you keep so much more profit of something that's of your own creation. And it should make sense to you, because your audience are reading your content, joining your email list to get what you offer. So when you sell your product, more of them are going to buy, as opposed to you sending them away with advertising or recommending someone else's product. Still good ways to make money, but generally speaking, the conversion rate, the number of sales you make, will be lower and much higher if you sell your own product. And plus, you get to keep 100% or whatever the, you know, costs are involved, but pretty close to 100% of revenue generated. And if it's a digital product, which is my favorite, then you have very little costs. It's not like you're selling a physical product, which has, you know, cost of manufacturing and delivery and so on. It's selling a course or selling an electronic book or selling a membership subscription. These are all digital products that you can sell, and it doesn't cost you anymore to deliver each time you make a sale. So my business is full of ebooks, a membership site, and what I call flagship courses, big courses. But, you know, you can start with just one simple ebook and, you know, build from there. That's often what my audience, my members will do.
I got you, Yaro. And yes, many, many people that I've interviewed over the course of the years follow the same way. Some provide an ebook to get the email newsletter, and then from there, sell their other items and so forth. And there's nothing beats your own product. You can control it. You get more profit. And people want to hear from you. So really well said. Very succinctly put, Yaro. Thank you for all that good information there. Very good.
Thank you, Danny.
Sure. And now here comes your favorite question. Is it true that a majority of new businesses fail? Check this out. In order to have a successful growing business, there are some vital points that you must know. You must have worked them out thoroughly. They must be synchronized with each other, and all employees, consultants, and companies that you depend on must know these items and be in agreement with them if your new business is to meet with a high percentage of success. Get it free. The Vision Map, Beat the Odds for Business Success, at tonydurso.com/vision. Learn how to establish your vision, purpose, long-term objective, and master plan, including strategic and tactical planning. Get the Vision Map, Beat the Odds for Business Success, at tonydurso.com/vision. V-I-S-I-O-N. Let's talk about purpose. What motivates and drives you, please?
Oh, that's a big question. Well, it's changed over the years. You know, I think listening to other entrepreneurs is a really interesting experience, because we all change as we evolve through the entrepreneurial process. And I know when I was first starting out, my purpose was, you know, pay my bills. That was, I can't say it was anything more exciting than that, because I didn't want a job. That really scared me. I wanted to move out of my, you know, mother's house. I wanted my own car, my own pad, all the typical things. And I wasn't even close to it, and definitely didn't want to get a job to get those things. So it was like, how do I make revenue? You know, the name of your podcast here. So once I did that, though, and once I did that consistently for a while and started to acquire some of those, you know, material things like the house and the car and the freedom, things change a little bit. And you start asking yourself, well, I can continue to grow my business in a direction that isn't wholly about how much money I make. I can decide to do things that maybe I want to do because I enjoy them in there in areas that I like helping people with. So, and you can see it in even in what I've written about over the years. I've gone into personal development subjects. You know, I've written on how to create positive change in your life. I've been very personal sometimes and written about, you know, dealing with anxiety and things like that in my earlier years as well. And that's been great because I like the, and this is what I love about blogging in particular. You get to help people with whatever you feel you can help them with. And you can go there with a blog. You can, you know, take your topics wherever you like. Now, I've always had my engine, the business engine that fuels my lifestyle. So those products, those everything we talked about at the start of this interview, those three steps are there selling my products and making my revenue. But I can spend today writing about a completely different subject. So to sort of answer your question right now as we're speaking, my real passion is to help more people through the medium of blogging and writing and content creation to, in particular, break free from, you know, doing the thing they don't like, which if it was me, it's probably their job. They don't like their full-time job and they want to get out of it. And then tap into whatever that creative spark is in them and be able to transform that into not just a vehicle for them to make money and get freedom, but to actually spend their days doing the thing that they're passionate about. And, you know, that's why I love working with creative types who have something they want to help other people with. You know, any whatever it is, whether you're helping people cure a bad back or deal with depression or become a famous writer or trade, you know, the stock market, whatever it is that you love and you want to help people do and you can get paid really well for it, I love giving them, you know, the framework to do that. So I would say, though, succinctly, my real passion here is to make as many people as possible break free from that thing they don't like to then do the thing they do like using the vehicle of blogging and email marketing. And if they want to travel like me, go for it. If they want to play a musical instrument all day, go for it. If they want to spend time with their friends and family, that's fine too. Or if they want to just grow a huge business, just to have the freedom to make that choice really is, you know, what drives me. Basically, to replicate more people like myself is really the simple answer.
Sure. Great purpose, great motivation. Thank you so much for sharing that, Yaro. And, you know, looking through your site, even on just the first page or so, it is the first thing that comes up is you like to help people and you like to share and give information. And your articles are content rich and have some great stuff in there. It really comes out. So I want to say is that's been very cool. And we are close to wrapping up. Is there anything else that you would like our audience to know about, please?
You know, I deal with a lot of people who face fear and really get stuck with that sense of overwhelm and, you know, not making much progress because they just don't know where to go next. And I really think, and I feel like hopefully it's come through in this interview, that you can simplify down to three basic steps we talked about here today. So I think one of the most important things I hope people take away with is realizing that you don't need to overcomplicate this. There are just a couple of things you have to do really well. And if you focus on them rather than thinking about all the possible things you can do, then you can succeed. So that will be my parting message for everyone.
Well, thank you very much. Very cool. It was great. Good message. Once again, everyone, Yaro Starak. And we talked about how to blog your debts off. And his website, again, is Entrepreneurs. That's with an S at the end. Entrepreneurs-journey.com. Check it out. Great information. Great free help. Just full of stuff. You just go through it and you go, oh, I need to do this. Oh, I need to do that. Oh, this is good information. So it's just so full of stuff. Thank you so much for sharing this with the world, Yaro. It's great. And you know, all this sharing, if I may say, is a testament to your success because you're getting it back because you're helping so many people.
I appreciate that, Tony. And let me just throw in, if you have trouble spelling my domain name, because everyone struggles with entrepreneurs, the simplest way to find me is just Google Yaro, Y-A-R-O. I'm kind of going for the whole Madonna or Oprah one name thing. So it works really well with Yaro as well. But thank you for having me.
Well, great. Well, thank you very much, Yaro. And all right. Well, thank you, everyone. And stay tuned to our next show on Revenue Chat. Our next episode is with Terry Levine, PhD. She's the founder and CEO of Comprehensive Coaching U and the Coaching Institute, providing internationally recognized programs that provide training to individuals and organizations that want to learn coaching skills. She has an impressive track record of growing multi-million dollar businesses. A popular keynote and motivational speaker, Terry Levine is also a very successful author. Terry gives the best advice for today's business owners on the next episode of Revenue Chat. And by the way, if you like this interview, would you kindly give me a review on iTunes? Just a few sentences is fine, and it means the world to me. Thank you so much in advance. All right. Thanks again, everyone. And until next time, remember, you can make life better for yourself and everyone. Choose wisely.